From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. Recent discoveries of mineral wealth in Kenya could help add to East Africa's biggest economy. The government also is taking steps to improve the openness of the mining industry. But some citizens are concerned that new mining projects will damage local communities. Mining companies say the mineral resources could be worth billions of dollars. Local communities say they hope this will help their economies. And the government has warned companies about making announcements about new resources before they are confirmed. Kenya's Secretary of Mining, Najib Balala, says the government will ask mining companies for details about their findings before making them public.
Any public announcement by a mining company, we as a government need to have that notification 21 days before the announcement.
The discoveries also could upset some communities where big mining projects are planned. One example is the recent discovery of rare minerals in the Marima Hills, in the coastal area of Kwale. The mining company Coretech reported finding a deposit of more than 600 kilograms of niobium. The element is used in making steel and metal mixtures called superconducting alloys that allow electric currents to travel very easily. Coretech says the discovery could be worth $50 billion. But a dispute has begun between the company, the government, and the local community. Leaders of the Mijikenda ethnic group, which lives near Kenya's coast, say they practice their religion in the Marima Hills. Joseph Murandu is an official of the Kaya people, who are part of the local ethnic group. He says his people are opposed to mineral mining in the Marima Forest and in the area. He says they are appealing to the government to save the area, which is an important part of their history. The area also is listed as a World Heritage Site by the United Nations Cultural Agency, or UNESCO. The Kenyan government has not announced how payments it receives from mining companies, called royalties, would be used. Mining Secretary Najib Balala is expected to present legislation proposing that the central government take 70% of mining royalties. Local governments would receive 25%, and local communities would receive 5%. The government says it hopes that reforms in the mining industry will improve openness. Mr. Balala says that Kenya canceled 31 mining licenses during the first half of this year because of concerns over the process for receiving a license to mine. That's this week's Economics Report from VOA Learning English.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。